Reason is, you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu today. It's got everything you need. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com or call today to order. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
There you go. Get your hat.
I'm jumping right into that. Your worries on the doorstep. Thursday is one of my favorite days. I'm always in a good mood.
Just direct your feet.
Because Scott Sherman's in, not at work tomorrow.
To the sunny side of the street.
Means I get to play for 3 days.
Can't you hear a bitter pat?
Maybe not play. I got some errands to do.
And the habit to your step.
Have a couple doctor's appointments. Other than that,
I can be so sweet.
Yeah. On a sunny. Oh, Dan Strauss is jumping. He's a professional. Take it, Dan. Come on, Dan.
In the shade.
Yeah, listen to that voice.
With those blues.
Mics are on.
On parade.
No. We're not doing that today. That's another bit.
Oh.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Oh, Carl, he's one of my favorites. But you know what that means now? I'm going to be doing this. I'll be able to stop it.
Oh, boy.
I'll be doing it for a while. Maybe not.
On the side of the street.
I wonder what Carl sounds like when he's
on the toilet.
Yeah,
probably just talks normal.
Yeah. I don't think
I'm gonna be going in the toilet now.
And then while he's in there, somebody goes, "Carl, do you need anything from the store?" I'm going to the store. No, I'm fine. Thank you. And as soon as he gets finished,
back to this again.
I will greet all of you in a moment, but before I do that, I want to thank Jim Carrey. Jim's on just before we come on. He has a show, and he did something today that reminded me. And every once in a while, you know, look, when you have a show like this, you have limits. There are certain things, as people like to say, we don't go there.
Jim Carrey? I thought it was Art Carney.
I'm pretty sure it's not Art. It's Jim. Okay. Jim Carrey. And we do. We have limits. For example, we made a decision a while back to probably never again tell the joke with the punchline, "Yeah, that's about how far I got."
That is what, yeah.
Yeah,
we just thought, man, maybe we're not going to tell that anymore. And Jim mentioned a joke today, and it's not his, but he was quoting, I think, a stand-up comedian. And here's the joke. "Hey, have you seen the new movie Constipation?" And then let's say I'm asking, I'll do it.
All right.
Peon, I'll do it. Hey, Peon, have you seen the new movie Constipation?
No.
It's not out yet.
Is that how he said it? I thought it was supposed to be, "It hasn't come out yet."
Oh. Well, let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay, will you edit that out?
Yes,
I'll pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. "Hey, Peon, have you seen the new movie, Constipation?"
No.
"It hasn't come out yet." I don't know why you let me play, folks laughing. See, because that's disgusting to me. Constipation humor. We don't do that.
No, we don't.
And as soon as I heard it, I thought, well, thank goodness our show is not like that.
We do not do any fecal-related material at all here.
No. Feces, to me, is a disgusting topic, and we're not going to do it. So thank you, Jim, for...
I just got that. A poop joke?
You know what, Mike? Why don't you just not listen, okay? You don't like us. You don't like the show. Don't. I have to turn his office is down the hall, so I have to direct down the hall. So that's all. That's not a joke we would tell. Well, thank you, Jim, for making us feel much better about what we do.
Yeah.
Now I can welcome everybody. Welcome, one and all, to the large morning show in the afternoon. On this, the 26th day of January.
Oof.
Another January day. I was hoping he'd hit it prematurely, but he didn't. I hate it when he's on top of his game. I hate it. It is. We're headed for cold weather again. If you folks had thought, oh man, 60, that sort of teaser 65-degree
weather. That was nice.
Yeah, but it was very temporary. And, yeah.
Some flurries today.
Yeah.
Saw some white powder floating
around.
Rest
my case. Rest my case. It's over. The cold weather's coming back. And I will start to mention that more as we get closer and closer to our soon departure from, or coming up soon, departure from Lambert for the Dominican Republic. And that's right, because I want you folks who thought, well, should we go? Should we not go? Probably won't be that cold this winter. And now you're wishing you'd gone. So there aren't going to be many more of these. Let's just be real. So maybe if there's another one next year, you'll jump on board and go with us. By the way, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it is 4 weeks from this Sunday, isn't it?
It's either, let's say, three. Is it three?
Let's see.
Three, four. Yeah, 4 weeks from Sunday. Yeah. Now, nice. We're going to have the Burke segment, and we're going to have Scott Sherman in the 4 o'clock hour, but there are... There are a couple of things I just want to say before we do that. Look, I liked Mary Tyler Moore, but is anybody else sick and tired of, for the last 24 hours, hearing over, he can turn the world on with a smile, and you've got spunk. I hate spunk. I've heard that clip like 20 times in the last 24 hours. Enough. I liked her too. She was cute. She was smart. She had a great production company. Okay. We get it. I think we can ease up on that now. And one other thing, there's a movie coming out, I guess, this weekend, A Dog's Purpose. Have you followed the controversy around
yes.
this movie?
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the German
no.
Shepherd?
No, I did not.
Okay, until you see the video, and it's easy to do, go to YouTube and type in Hercules... tossed in the river or struggling in the river.
Yeah, because the dog didn't want to go in, and they just pretty much made the dog go in. Yeah,
well, yes, yes, no. You need to watch the video.
Okay.
And my point is, and we will get to the Burke segment, but here's my point. I saw the video and the dog is fine. And I think sometimes when you're either training an animal or you are trying to get the animal to do something it normally wouldn't do for a scene in a movie, temporarily the animal might be frightened or might wonder, hey, what's going on here? If people had any idea of what goes on to produce food and meat and, you know, put a steak on the table. Those are animals, too. Yet, what are we supposed to do? Not eat chicken? Or my point is this. There's so many things that are so much worse that are done to animals. That animal was surrounded by people that made sure he wasn't going to drown and nothing bad was going to happen to him. And it's funny to me that I've been kind of following, and I've been reading all these posts online from people. And what I hate about posting comments is it'll start out as a post. I think most of you know what I'm talking about, whether it's a publication like STL Today, the Post-Dispatch, or I don't know if KTRS allows comments. I hope not. But it starts out with generally somebody commenting about the dog. Well, I don't think the dog was mistreated. I think that's just part of the training. And then the next poster will say, you stupid sea-sucking SOB.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
And it becomes this hateful one poster ripping apart another poster and cursing them out. I can't stand that.
That's what Facebook's like with the political stuff.
And that's why I stay away from it. But here's my other point. A couple of weeks ago, these four thugs beat up this specially challenged kid. Four black kids on a white kid. And the only reason I say black and white, and if you want to say, well, that makes it racist. No, it doesn't. Actually, it does make it racist because had it been the other way, it would have been a huge racial issue.
And Al Sharpton would have been involved.
But where is anywhere near the outcry and the people anger over that poor kid? It's nothing near what it is over this dog.
Mm-mm.
I'll never get that. We see far more reaction, response, attempts to make it right, shut down a movie, boycott this book over an animal than we do a human, as even a child. I don't get that. That thing was news for 2 days, and I don't remember ever seeing anywhere people in any sort of numbers saying something has to be done about what happened to that boy, and it happens all the time. So the movie is called A Dog's Purpose. It's got Dennis Quaid in it. I don't know anything else about the movie except it's a dog movie. I do know that the reviews have not been that great. Most dog movies, I think, get really great. Oh, the family, you got to see it. It's so great. You'll cry. You'll laugh. This one, mediocre reviews. Critics didn't really like it. And I don't think the people who have seen it are... It's no Old Yeller or My Dog Skip, let's put it that way. But apparently because of this footage of a German Shepherd in the water... Because of that, and because whoever, Peter, or somebody's acting like this is the worst thing that ever happened, I guess they think that's going to hurt ticket sales. No, I don't think it will. What'll hurt it is if the movie's just not that good. Because if you watch, and you all have, we all have, let's say a war scene where the war takes place like Braveheart or something. They're on horses. You ever seen they get shot and that horse falls to the ground? The horse gets shot?
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, don't tell
those
me.
Those horse stunts they do. Yeah, those are, they have them flip over on their side.
Don't tell me that in the shooting of that, there aren't horses that get their legs broken. They have to be. Now, I never hear about that. So, and it doesn't keep anybody from going to the movie. I don't know what they did when they trained Lassie. I don't know if they were cruel to, and there were a bunch of Lassies, but I just find a couple of things interesting. One, that there's so much, and I'm not saying you should mistreat animals. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but when are we going to care that much about people? And the other thing is that even with all that, people will go to something if it's good or bad, regardless of that stuff. Just like they will shop at Walmart. I don't care how many Walmart videos there are out there. Look at all the freaks that go to Walmart. Ooh, do you really want to shop with these people? Or Walmart mistreats women. Or Walmart puts little stores out of business. Yet people still will go because they'll go where the deal is. They'll go where they can save money. They always will. And they'll go to a movie if it's good, in spite of the fact that the director hates Jews. It just, that's it. That's all I have. I don't think I'll see it just because, from what I've read, had I read reviews where everybody said, my goodness, the greatest dog movie since Old Yeller, or said, give me one more besides My Dog Skip. Give me one of the all-time great dog movies.
Oh.
You think of one? I didn't see wow. Marley and
well,
Me. Yeah, that's a sad one. But I didn't see that.
Marley and Me is, it is
Benji,
sad.
Was that one?
Benji, I guess, was one.
Annie, you could almost say, was kind of a dog.
Which one?
Know.
Which?
Annie.
Well, it had the dog in it. But that wasn't really a main character, though.
You know why I can never see Annie? That song. The sun will come out. Isn't that Annie?
For that reason,
I can't. I don't think I can see it. So that's all. I don't think I'll see it, simply not because of the video. But I encourage you, watch the video. I'd love to know. Maybe next week we can talk. After you watch the video, would the video that's out keep you from seeing Dog's Purpose? And now, I think from time to time we should explain the... I see people calling. I don't want to know right now because we have to do the Burke segment. But let me talk to Diamond Dave real quick. That'll be the one call we'll take. Diamond, how are you?
Brother Frank, how are you?
I'm good.
I am BM in the PM.
No. You can't get an hallelujah for BM. You can't.
You guys were talking about that the other day. People not using BM enough, I thought I'd get it started up again.
Well, we're bringing it back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the
way to do it,
but
I think.
You can't do it by being sacrilegious to our
right,
mantra.
Right, not when it comes to our slogan.
AM in the PM. You could do this. You could go, hey, I just had a good BM, and now I'm AM in the PM. You could do it that way. Go ahead, do that.
I admit it. I tried to... Gosh. I would play the... Will the jury please retract that statement from the record?
Okay, we'll edit it out.
Okay.
We'll edit it out. Now just say, hey, just had a good BM. Now I'm AM in the PM. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a wonderful BM. I'm AM in the PM.
There it is.
There it is.
What's up, Diamond?
Okay, you guys were talking about animals. There was a show on HBO called Luck with Dustin Hoffman about horse racing. And okay. I don't know if you saw it. It was actually pretty good.
I didn't see it.
Nick Nolte was in it, a few other people. And so I think I read that three horses died over the filming of the, you know, because they had to use, I guess, a few different horses to simulate all these races.
Right.
And three horses died, and the HBO canceled the series.
Because of that?
Well, you know, HBO doesn't really pay attention to ratings, I don't think, necessarily. But I don't know. I read that I think that was a big part of it, because they figured if it kept going, they were getting a lot of pressure. I assume just more horses would have died, and it would have just gotten much worse as far as the PR for the show and
yeah,
all
they,
that.
Yeah, what they did is they anticipated what was going to come. It was a lot of bad PR, so they figured, let's just pull the plug. And you were kidding, I think, when you said they don't pay attention to ratings, right?
Well, you know, I don't think they pay as much attention to ratings as ABC or NBC. I mean, just look at Netflix. They don't. They have the money in the bank. They just want to put out put out good shows and... Sometimes, you know, it takes a while for them to catch on. So I don't think they pay as much attention. Let's just say that.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I didn't know about that. I appreciate the info, Diamond. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Diamond Dave, everybody. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much,
you
Frank.
You are welcome.
Went to
Fair. The birds and bees were there.
Right.
Monkey got drunk.
I didn't go to a fair today.
I don't know the song. Go ahead.
I did go to Koryezu School today. It's a grade school. And a friend of mine is a sixth grade teacher there. Her name's Diane Hinton, and what they are doing with the sixth graders is they are having them come in, and they had all these, there were 17 of us there, and...
We need to explain, who were you 17?
I was part of the 17 adults that were there.
To what? Parent?
No. The kids would come in, and what they're doing is teaching them skills about approaching people, giving them a handshake.
Why were you there?
Talking, because she asked me to.
Do you think you know how to approach people?
No, not me approaching people. The kids were approaching us and shaking hands with us, and they make small talk and make eye contact. It's a thing to get them prepared for, like, interviews. Since it's a private school, they're going to be interviewed and go to, when they go to high school, they're getting them prepared for that. So I just thought it was a cool idea that the kids come in and they shake hands, and it's a nice, firm handshake. We grade them.
How old are these kids?
11 and 12.
Okay. About then you should start knowing how to do that.
Yeah, 11 and 12 years old, and there were a couple of kids that just went right up, and you can tell that these kids are just like... Right, I mean, they're right out there. He walks up, shakes hands. Hi, how are you?
Well, I think
What's
this is
name?
A great idea, and I'll tell you why. Because everybody's face is into their screen of their tablet or their phone, and a lot of these young kids, they don't even know how to communicate.
Oh, no.
And I think this is a great idea.
It is, and these kids did, and that's what the teachers there are doing. The Koryezu teachers are doing that to get the kids prepared and get their faces out of the phone, because everybody texts now. Everybody's texting, and you're hiding behind the text. And they want them to get there and say, okay, you're going to go into the business world, shake hands, and then just make some small talk, like what kind of work do you do? And we talked about sports and talked about some other things.
Now, let's go back to these 17. That's a very small select. You're part of a very elite select group of people. How did you get? Does Tammy know about what was this woman's name? Hinton?
Who, Sandy?
Yeah. I mean, the woman that asked you to...
Diane?
What did I say? Sandy, does she know about Diane?
Yes, she does.
And how is it that Diane knew you?
Diane is
a little bit here.
No, Diane is the singer in the Southside Johnny Band.
And you're not in that band.
No, I'm not in that band any longer, but she is a singer and asked me about doing this. She's also a sixth grade teacher, according to
Okay. That comes together.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, that was
But I do think that's a good idea.
Oh, I thought it was a great idea. And the kids were tremendous. And there was one boy that came up to me. His name's Ben. And I told her, I said, Ben was my favorite. He was just my all-time favorite. He's a great kid.
Well, I'm sure that'll get back to the other children and make them feel terrible.
Well, the other ones were good,
picked
too.
Ben is the best. And,
but we had to grade him. We had a sheet, and we had to grade him on personality, on handshake, on
eye contact.
And eye contact, yeah, and all that. And
we have a friend who has a son, and when he talks to you, he looks down. Mm-hmm. And it's not my place, but I'm so tempted. I want so badly to say, hey, young man, look at me when you talk to me. And every time he looked, what I did with my boys was when they would talk to somebody, right in front of the person, another friend of mine or just in a store, I'd say, look at that gentleman when you talk to him. And if they looked away, I'd say, no, look at you, look at him. And when you shake his hand, look right at him and speak clearly so he can understand you. Nice to meet you, sir. Mm-hmm. And they did it. It worked. They did it. I'm glad I did it, and I think this was a good idea.
Yeah, and there were a couple of kids that came up. You could tell they were really nervous.
Yeah.
And
well, you would make them nervous. My goodness, they probably told the students and shared your resume with them. You're about to meet a man who was assistant manager of a restaurant, mm-hmm. a radio celebrity, a musician. Position. My goodness, that is intimidating. I'm sure the kids were nervous meeting you.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Big deal. Broadcast professor, producer of a radio show.
They had no idea who we were.
I'm sure they didn't. I have to tell you, a few times I've spoken to like a fifth grade. I did it with one of your boys, a fifth grade class about radio.
Yeah.
They don't care.
I know.
They don't care.
I know.
Especially what station?
Yeah.
KTRS. What's that?
Talk.
We don't listen to talk.
What's your favorite song that you guys play?
Yeah.
You just go, okay, this is not my crowd. Peon, anything?
I do.
Let's hold it. We'll break and hold it and make them wait. We're going to traffic.
Meet me.
In traffic, we'll talk with John Londoff. We'll tell him he has to speed it up a little bit because Peon's got something he wants to contribute. Here's Dan to introduce traffic.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Here's Tim Weiland to give you that traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, you've got a vehicle fire reported now on northbound 170 past Del Mar that has the right lane closed. They just cleared an accident that was on northbound or southbound 55 before Route M. Another accident on northbound 270 past Highway 44. The right lane is closed. And it looks like we're just now starting to get a little bit of volume built on northbound 55 in that right lane approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy five tasty items at $5 each. It's real quality and value from Little Caesars, and they're hot and ready every day from 4 to 8. You could feed a whole group with their five items at $5 each. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. And before I introduce John, I introduce him now. John, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you very much, Frank.
I spoke to another advertiser this morning, in fact, not less than an hour ago, and a big advertiser like you had been on for, I'd say, 8-9 years, but apparently had never caught a segment where you're on with us, and I guess he did yesterday, and he said, by the way, he said, I heard John Londoff on there. He said, that was really fun. And I really enjoyed it, he said. So
that's great.
There you go.
Well, you know what, Frank? I think that deserves a...
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I like it. Even off-season, you have the duck call right there.
Just handy.
Always handy.
I guess you got to keep... up on practice, I wanted to stay.
Well, it's like a musical instrument. You don't play for a while. This past weekend, a friend of my wife's came by, and I found out she's a violinist, and she was an accomplished violinist in her youth. And I said, could you play the violin today? She said, no. Absolutely not. She couldn't. No, she said I couldn't. Because,
oh, wow.
And I guess, is a duck call the same way? If you, I don't think it is. If you picked up a duck call 30 years from now and you hadn't played it for 30 years or blown it, I bet you could do it.
Well, let's see. I'm 58. 30 years from now, I don't think I'll be blowing a duck call in 30 years. I don't know. Why not?
Advances in medicine. My dad's 90.
I'll have enough air in my lungs because it takes a lot of
And if you... But... And also, if he...
Wow. He's not finished.
Oh, my goodness. If he tries...
He's still not finished.
If he tries to do that, he could poop in his pants.
That's true. And, oh, you know what? That's true.
There you go.
And let's simulate. Let's go.
I've got a timer on the phone. That was 2 minutes and 33 seconds before Dan finally said poop. Is that it, Dan?
Right, let's take a look into the future. Now, this is. Let's go. We're going ahead 30 years. John Landoff is now John Landoff is 88 years old, and he's in a retirement home. And... we stopped by to say hello and brought him a duck call. Yeah. And, Pian, I think you know what to do. And now we hand it to you. Mr. Landoff, we thought this would bring back some great hunting memories. Here. John, you're jumping ahead in the story. Wait for your cue. So, Mr. Landoff.
Give me while I'm young. I'm thinking about being 88 now. Would you come up?
John, for your 88th birthday, we'd like to present you with this duck call. Here, blow it. Would you please blow it? No. He has to blow the duck call. He has to blow the duck call, and then that happens. Okay, now. Okay, I think everybody's
the duck call kind of sounds like that too.
John missed rehearsal.
I'm gonna have to go rinse this duck call out now.
Yeah, I'd say you missed rehearsal. There's never been a rehearsal. Maybe there should be for this show. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm laughing hard now. That's funny. Oh man, I sure hope that advertiser's listening today.
I talked to
yesterday was funny. He'll really think today's funny.
I talked to a guy yesterday. It was that. Hey, you know who it was? It was that guy in the college who said he wanted to get into radio, and I said, hey, talk to me about radio you've listened to that you liked. And I mentioned Bob and Tom. I said, you ever listen to Bob and Tom? He said, you know, I did. He said, until I found out something from somebody who was on the inside. He said, they rehearse every show before they go on and do it. They run through the show and the jokes and what they're going to say. And that would ruin it for me, too. I can't even imagine that. Yeah.
Are they still on the air?
No, I don't know.
Spontaneity.
In St. Louis, are they on the air? I don't know.
I don't think so.
They were broadcasting out of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they're on anymore.
way back when the Colts were getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, that's all they talked about. And you're like, okay, this is a St. Louis radio station that is, I know simulcasting, although, but it's like, we'll turn the channel. And they just, all they did was laugh. You know, like kind of like Dan, but not that hard. Hardly, though, Dan, because you have a great laugh. And it was like every 10 seconds, you know, one person would say, hey, what about? It's like, okay, this is getting really old. This is funny. This is a funny program.
They were good. I listened a little, not much, years ago. I thought they were pretty good, but that would ruin it, too, if I thought they rehearsed everything.
But it's cold outside.
Well, yep. It's going to get
cold. How cold is it?
It's going to get colder.
Don't you find yourself talking about the weather a lot? And there's some people that that's all they want to talk about.
People always have. They always have.
Morning, day, noon. I mean, it's just, you know, it's cold out. It is. Even, I had to come in this afternoon and put a little extra gel in my hair because it was getting blown a little bit, you know?
Wow.
Whoa. Can't relate. Can't relate.
Oh, Frank, I'm sorry. That was a hair joke.
No, it didn't. No, you have to be sorry. I can't relate to that. I have a
hat. You may have to wear a hat this time of year to keep your head warm, don't you?
I wear a hat if it's extremely cold, only extremely cold. But I can barely remember combing my hair. I started losing my hair at 19. By 23, it was gone. So combing hair is a distant memory. But I remember in high school, and all high school guys did this, between every class, you rush into the boys' restroom and get in front of a mirror and check your hair out because that girl would be at the locker next to you. And I remember parting my hair and making sure the part was okay. I do remember that. Boy, that was a long time ago. 19, that's early to start losing your hair. And at 23, it's gone. I felt like a freak. And now look, the guys are shaving their heads all over the place. Why couldn't that have happened when I was in my 20s? The young guys would shave their heads, and then I would have been fit right in. But nope, they had to all have really long hair in the 70s. Not me. Yep. And my dad was...
You can barely remember combing your hair.
Well, yeah, because it was so long ago. But I do remember carrying a black comb in my back pocket, like everybody. Remember that? Everybody had that black comb in their back pocket.
Yep.
I do remember that. And I remember my dad. My dad was, my parents were very, very strict, and too strict, actually. And he would check my sideburns, and he had a point, a measurement. And if it was just the slightest bit below, I forget exactly where it was in relation to my earlobe, he'd see, get those sideburns cut off. He says, my son's not going to be like those Beatles. He says, those Beatles ought to be wearing dresses with that hair they wear. Oh, no. And hairspray? He says, he found out that I bought a can of Consort hairspray when I was in high school. Consort was the men's hairspray. And he said, well, why don't you just go on and get yourself a dress and a bra and panties while you're at it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was...
did you?
Well, yeah, I did. but I only wore it on the weekends. That was my weekend alternative.
Now we know. You like to get dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, what's going on? How's business? Okay.
Business is good. Service, you know, we don't talk about the service department. They are unbelievable. You know, this Bruce Weiner, 33 years as a teammate of mine here at General Motors Chevrolet. I don't have a brother. I have three adorable sisters, but he's like a brother to me. A lot of my managers. We're all close. It's a great big family, happy family, and we're here to take care of everyone. Just especially red carpet treatment for the AM and the PM crowd. And Brad Ward, who we talked about yesterday, he came down after signing paperwork, came to the showroom floor, he and his wife, and just said they cannot thank us enough for this fourth vehicle. We now have AM and the PM customers buying. You know, of course, we love the first time. Give us that first shot. You will come back again. And they're coming back the second and third, and now the Ward family, the fourth time. And, I can't thank you enough, Frank. You do, you and Dan and Ian do a phenomenal job for us. And it's because, you know, we make people laugh. You notice I included myself. I said we make people laugh. People want to laugh, and they probably today more than ever they need at least 3 hours, because you guys grueling 3 hours too. Also, I must add, out of a 24-hour day to make us all laugh.
Well, 3 hours sucks the life out of you when you put as much into it as we do.
I don't know how you drive home from the studio. You probably
exhausted. That's how. It's the equivalent of most people working a 16-hour day. That's what I decided.
A shout out to all great AM and the PM customers, but to our 5,000, almost 5,000 strong UAW employees out at the Wentzville GM plant. Man, they just build one of the hottest trucks, the Chevy Colorado, and they the only place you can get a Chevy full-size van, a cargo van or a passenger van. But they, they can't build at the Colorados enough. I don't think we're able to keep an inventory of more than 15 to 20. If we had 50, we would be selling 30 Colorados a month. We're selling 10, 12. But great truck. And, of course, our Silverado. My God, we have a couple of hundred Silverados in stock and inbound to us. So great time to buy a truck. SUV, they buy anything, new, used. We love the M and the PM crowd, and I promise you, it's my promise, you will have a great experience.
Why do you think they called it the Colorado? I can't think of another vehicle that's been called a state, that's been named after a Dakota. Sorry, that's another car maker, but it's a Dakota. But I can't. Can you think of another? The Missouri, the Colorado. Why do they call it that?
I don't know. We'd have to dig deep.
We might have to research.
Find out.
Because I think it'd be interesting. Silverado, what a perfect name for a truck. Silverado. You know, on a GM.
It wasn't always Silverado. It used to be custom Chevy, C10, C20, C30.
But that was a long time ago.
C10 was a half ton, C20 a three-quarter ton, and the C30 a one ton. Well, Frank, I'm getting to that age now where I remember that stuff.
Well,
all we had was a regular cab pickup truck.
GM likes the Rado thing, Eldorado, Silverado, Colorado. I just wondered why that state for what.
How about the hottest selling small car in America, the Cruze? Now, you used to go cruising when you were younger, didn't you, Frank?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't allowed to do that.
You weren't? You couldn't put more hairspray on and go cruising?
Nope. Cruising was not allowed. I'm telling you, I was in a very strict household. That was just burning gas. My dad didn't like that.
We used to race up and down Lindbergh there in Florissant. John, did you?
I'm not sure. You mean on Lindbergh or on the Halls Ferry?
On Lindbergh and Halls Ferry.
And didn't people
and like then the, Hall Street.
Didn't kids also just cruise through and keep driving around places like Steak and Shake? Just circling.
Yeah. Ours was the White Castle at Halls Ferry and 270. And then back then, you know, we're in high school drinking beer, and police would come through St. Louis County Police, and they could tell. I mean, you see a young guy staggering, they'd come over to his car and pop open the trunk, and they would make you pour out your beer in front of them. That was worse than they made handcuffing you and taking it, you know, to the precinct. They would have you had to work hours to get someone who was 21 to buy you, you know, a six pack or, you know, 2 6-packs. They didn't have, you know, 12 packs or anything then, you know, outside a liquor store, you know, hey, mister, hey, can you come here? You know, here's $10, but you buy us a couple beers. And yeah, then they'd make you, the cops would make you pour it out in front of them.
Well, here's another real quickly before we get away, since we're talking about cars. I feel bad for young guys, 16, 17, 18, who have a driver's license, and I want to say when they're out on the date. I don't know if anybody dates anymore, but they're missing something we had, and it was fantastic, and that is bench seats where she sat. She couldn't sit closer to you. She was right next to you, up against you. Your date. She sat right next to you on that bench seat.
I thought if you were talking about your wife, I'm like, I don't think that's true.
My wife sits in the backseat. Mm. No, you know what I'm talking about? That was, and when a girl got in your car, when you picked her up, if she got in and slid right over next to you, yes, all right. And if she sat right against the door on the other side, you just knew this is going to be an iceberg night. I might as well go get my parka and my mittens because she's going to freeze the car up. She's so cold. But when they slid next to you, boy, that was fantastic. What a great thing. And you could see, I mean, couple after couple after couple at a stoplight in front of you, there they were, two silhouettes. She's not even in the middle. She's more on the driver's side than she is toward the middle. It was great.
And if you had an automatic, you could drive with your arm around her.
With your arm around. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. That was the best. That's what they missed. They'll never know that feeling. It was a great feeling.
I think young kids today, it's too much on their phones. I come up in the executive office a little while ago. I mean, they work hard up here. They work so hard. Everyone's got their head down. They're texting, or they're probably texting someone here about what we need to do this. And it is a form of communication.
But you don't know. That's the problem. Is it personal? Is it business? You don't know.
We're going to have a generation, you know, people, you know, youngsters, teenage and in their 20s, even early 30s, they won't be able to walk upright when they get into their late 40s and 50s. They won't. I mean, they'll all be
down.
Remind me of my sweet, God bless her soul, my Aunt Dee Dee, my mom's older sister, Diana George Dee Dee. She was disappointed. Her nickname was Question Mark. She was just, poor little thing was curved over at the back. One time she's walking and she's looking for Mimi. We actually moved into our house for a couple of years, and she goes, Mimi, where are you? This is Aunt Dee Dee. And Mimi was right behind her. She goes, Dee Dee, I'm right behind you. Well, she just scared the heck out of her. Poor little thing jumped off the ground. She goes, well, quit sneaking up on me. Well, it wasn't sneaking up.
Did Aunt Dee Dee know that you called her the question mark?
Yeah.
She was curved over, sneaked over?
She was adorable.
Did you say, like, hey, question marks, dinner time?
One time I gave everybody name tags on Christmas because she couldn't remember your name.
And her said question mark?
Got a brother-in-law, Jim Ruck, a brother-in-law, Bill Koch. I'm her nephew. She's known me my whole life. She'd go, Jimmy, I mean Johnny. I'm like, how could you forget my name?
So I think you're making fun of older people that can't remember.
Yeah, she just went through roll call.
Yeah. That sounds to me like you're making fun of dementia.
Yeah. So,
old people.
Now he wants
old
out.
Old people that look like question marks.
Now he wants out. Okay.
314-837-180. Yeah, you can't make fun of me. It's not nice. That wasn't in the contract.
Right. We're out of time. Give them that number again in case they didn't hear.
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at lawndump.com.
All right, John, thank you. Have a great weekend, and we're going to help. help you sell a bunch of cars, okay?
If you need it. Thank you very much. All everyone, right. Drive safe out there.
You too. Bye-bye. Cars, meaning all-inclusive, you know, SUVs, trucks. I'm going to do a little business here. Hopefully, if we can, Piano, if we can't squeeze your contribution in, we're going to do it right before Scott Sherman. How's that? But we're going to try to
It's not imperative to get too
tough. No, you're important here. Okay, you're important to this show. Your contribution is important to this show. Here's something else that's important to this show. Matheny, the name Matheny, the family. I'm not talking about the Mike Matheny. He's important, too, to the community. I'm talking about the family and three generations of it that for 75 years have helped keep people's houses and businesses cold, or at least cool in the summer. Some people like it cold. We do. And warm in the winter. We had someone stay with us not long ago, and I told the person right away, as we said, here, you'll be sleeping here. I said, by the way, we keep this place really cold at night. And this was a person who's cold by nature, and it was a friend of my wife's, and she is always cold. So I said, load up on blankets, because in so many words, I said, we're not heating this house up just for you, one person. So just get a bunch of blankets and let us know you're comfortable, because I cannot sleep in a hot house. Whether you like it cold, you like it warm, it has to be efficient. It has to be running right, and Matheny will make sure it is. Now, the bad news, and only bad news for people outside these two areas, is that they service St. Louis and St. Charles County. That's, I think, most people who are listening. But you need to live inside of any part of either St. Louis or St. Charles County. And I think you know the rest. I hope you do. And that's simply this. They're very good at what they do. It is a family business, and I'm happy to have them on board, and to have had them on board for probably, I don't know, 17, 18 years now. You never have to worry about what kind it is. Before you go to call and go, I hope they work on train. I hope they work on American Standard. I hope they work on Bright. Yeah, yes, 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 down the line. They do. They do, and they do it well. And businesses, your business is not too big or too small for them to appreciate your business and want it. Same for homes. No home is too big, no home is too small. You can't have a smaller unit than the one we put in from my mother-in-law. And it was reasonable, the price was reasonable, it's the same price anybody else would have paid. It was reasonable, and she loves it. And it was long overdue. So big, small, complicated, simple, Matheny, 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 Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got an accident blocking the left lane eastbound 5570 past 157. You're backed up a little bit west of 255. Still working with the accident northbound 270 near Big Bend that has two right lanes blocked. You have southbound 270 slow to stop and go between 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They cleared that vehicle fire that was on northbound 170 near Del Mar. Northbound traffic is thinned out. Southbound, you're slowing from Del Mar down through Highway 40. And eastbound 270 now slowing a little east of McDonald through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Resolve to get organized and visit staples.com for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, St. Louis. This is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Get rid of that chronic knee pain today with Joint Rejuvenation Therapy. A new treatment is now available here in St. Louis. This remarkably effective treatment replenishes fluids in your joints, decreases friction, and alleviates pain. The patient satisfaction reports are amazing. Want to learn more? Call Superior Healthcare Physical Medicine now. Call 314-394-1923. Joint Rejuvenation Therapy is non-surgical. No steroids either. It's FDA approved. And yes, it is covered by Medicare and health insurance. If your knees hurt when you stand up, walk, or climb stairs, it's time to get relief with Joint Rejuvenation Therapy. It's now available in our area. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare Physical Physical Medicine on Manchester Road. Get a free consultation at 314-394-1923. You don't have to live with that knee pain anymore. Call the Knee Pain Center at Superior Healthcare now. 314-394-1923.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Go to the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show February 2nd through the 5th at America Center. Shop new RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Save $2 on admission at STLRV.com.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I told you over the last couple of days that First Community Credit Union likes boaters, and they want to help you get in that boat that you some of you will be finding this spring. I now have a list of boat dealers. These are boat dealers where you can actually go. They have an arrangement with First Community Credit Union where so you can close on the loan, the First Community Credit Union loan, right there at the boat dealership and not have to. I know, without having to make a separate visit. How convenient is that? Here we go. Gateway RV and Power Sports, Midwest Motorsports, Hartford, Serdike Motorsports, Chesterfield, Lincoln Power Sports, Big St. Charles Motorsports, and Munganast Motorsports. All of those places. If you decide you'd want a boat, great news. Your boat financing, and you'd be hard pressed to find anybody else with better rates on that or car loans. So happy boating. I'm a big boating fan. I've had several boats. I have one now. It's just a terrific way for the whole family to have a great spring, summer, and fall. Boating season here is nice and lengthy. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. First